They built it for $14,000, that's what I'm saying. And when they were investigating, of course they added more rooms to it, and it cost much more than that to build one room. But that auditorium came in that $14,000, and it was a big place. And they said it would take over $100,000 just for the auditorium to replace it.
That's almost unbelievable.
Well, it is, but it was depression, and that's and it's brick too. And they got all of that for $14,000 and something dollars.
I'm very familiar with that school. My wife and her family went to school there.
Oh, did they? Oh, they had school. And moved out to the mall. He was at a downtown store. And he first started out as a 17 or 18 year old boy working from Pollock's, a dollar store it was before it was a fair. And he worked that. Now my father worked for 84 years.
84 years?
Not 84 years. I take that back. It was, he had his, let me see, he died when he was 84. And takes 17 or 18 from 84, how much is that?
Let's see, I'm going to do some arithmetic. 84 minus 17, 47, 67.
He worked that many.
Good night, that's a lot.
And they wouldn't retire. And, you see, the Montgomery Fair was a Claflin store at one time in New York. And he used to go on buying trips to there, and he'd held a good many different jobs in the store. Assistant manager and head of personnel and I don't know what all. But anyway, Claflin sold out to Mercantile Stores and they own it now. And that was, and they were just great to my father. He's the oldest employee in the whole United States of all their stores. And they just made much over him, and they said he would never be retired because they'd have to cut his salary, and he'd been with them so long. And told him to make his own hours as he was older, you know. But he went down to that store. He tried it for a week or so, thinking he could work around the yard. But he got lonely. He loved the people. So he went back, and he really worked and was on the payroll till he was 84. Now, that's unusual
that
they would keep somebody like that. And then the, every year they gave him two $150 suits, one in the fall and one in the spring. And that was real nice. And the people loved my daddy. He was just like a father confessor to him. They went to him with all the troubles, you know. And he used to advise them and everything, and he really was a great person. And they all said that from, and he'd go with meetings to him down to Point Clear and different things when they come from New York, the head of the big store was Mr. What's the man's name that was so nice, wrote me such beautiful letters about him. Well, he had a good life, and he was educated in Montgomery at the private school, Mont Lovejoy, across from the First Baptist Church over there. The house, it's the Falconer House, it's now on South Hull Street. I believe it's South Hull, and belongs to the landmarks of the city or something like that, and they have a kind of a gift shop and things in there now. But it was, you remember that little house across from, you know, Patterson's was right there. Well, this was, there was a little house there on the corner, and it had a basement, but it wasn't full basement, you know what? Well, the classrooms were in that place where my father went to school.
How long did he go to school then?
Huh?
How long did he go? Did he graduate from school?
Oh, yes, it was a boys' school, they called it, you know. And they were through by 17 or 18 years old. And his mother was a widow, and she sent him there. I guess there weren't too many schools around then. And